how is it that here the Ramban doesn't mention the Nusach in the, only in the Nusach HaTvila of Yom Kippurim? He says, Anachnu Ba'amisei Mechotanu. But here, he just says, Havidu Shenuagu Bekol Yisrael, Avo Anachnu Choton. Avo Anachnu Choton. Now, so this theory is mentioned by some Achrayim. Now, I think that there is no kash against the Rambam. Because actually in the Rambam, in all the texts of the Rambam, so it is mentioned as follows. Havidu Shenuagu Bekol Yisrael, Avo Anachnu Chotonu Kulonu. Aber nachnu chotonu kolonu veyhu ikari. So there, some parentheses were put, some brackets were put over the kolonu, because the kolonu appeared not to imply anything. So that was stricken out. But actually, it does not have to be stricken out, because the Rambam shita is like Rabbi Yehle, that on Yom Kippurim. At the Yom Kippurim, so there is a, because of the special mitzvah of Bnei Hashem Titor, which is incumbent not only upon the Yochid, but also upon the Rabbin. So Mimele, we have to be Mitzvade Alavin Avin Seinu also. As the Posik says, when the Posik talks of the Tshuve, of the cloud that will take place, Mitzvade Es Avinu Ves Avin Avin Seinu. So Mimele, the Rambam says, Havidu Shenuagu Beikol Yisrael, Avo Anachnu Choton Kolonu. What does it mean, Avo Anachnu Choton Kolonu? All of us! Ibnud Aroves! So, Im Onu Kibnei Odom, so Rishenim, Kibalach HaShores. So, it's not that we criticize Aroves, but since there is a chiyuv of tshuva incumbent upon the cloud, so we have to be misvade for the awareness of the whole cloud. So that means, avo anachnu chotonu kolonu. Kolonu means everybody, even the obvious. But in the Nusach HaTvile, after Yilchas Tvile, so the Rambam mentions the Loshin anachnu amisenu chotonu. And here he mentions it in another Loshin. But it has the same meaning. Anachnu chotonu kolonu has the same meaning as anachnu amisenu chotonu. Now, I pointed out all that in order to be able to explain the difficulties, to answer the difficulties that I mentioned before. Now, I mentioned a number of difficulties in the Rambam. First of all, we have to understand the shita of Rabbi Yehle. Rabbi Yehle distinguishes between a chete who just committed a sin once. So then, the Charot Elohava is first, and Kabbal Elohava is second, and the Chete who is addicted to a certain Chet. So then the Kabbal Elohava is first, and Charot Elohava is second. That's one difficulty. Then another difficulty is, in connection with the Rambam, there is an apparent stira, inconsistency, between the Rambam and Perek Aleph Milchas Teshuva Aloch Aleph, where the Rambam says, Kol Mitzvaseh Shebateiro Beinese Beloiseseh. So he says, Chayev Lisvadeis, and Kesach Misvadeis, Nei Meron HaShem Chotos, Yod Vizim Shai Tvonecho, Vizisi Kach Vikach, Vanecham Te Vishti, Ulelo Mechitel Dovazeh. Dovazeh. So he mentions Chavot Elova first, and Kabol Habe second, and in Perek Beis, Milcheshuv Aloche Beis, so he says, Sheyazi Vachit Echatoei, Viyosir Emachshavtei, Viyidma Belibe Shel Yaseyuei, Shenema Yazim Choshet Arkei, Vechim Yisnachim Al Shehova, And then he says, "V'tzorich lisvadis b'sosav loyim arinyon esayu shikom b'live." In the same order, Kabbal al-Habe first and Chavot al-Habe second. So that is inconsistent with what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milchas Teshuva Aloch Aleph. Now, the Rambam says in Perek Beis Milchas Teshuva Aloch Aleph, the Rambam says, "Midarkei hatshuva miyeis hashov." What does it mean, Darke HaTshuva? He has to be Misvade. So the Rambam mentions that Vidu is one of the Darke HaTshuva. With that, we can understand, we'll be able to understand the distinction that Rav Niene makes between a Chete who committed a certain avera once, and the chete who is addicted to a certain avera. Because The Torah says, I'm in the Ram. Right after the posse, Ki Amitzvo Hazes, Asher Onech Mitzav Chaye, Lo Nifresim Imcho Rechekon, according to the Ramban, in the Sefer Yikrim, Rabbi Yisrael Talbo, so it has reference to the mitzvah of Jew. Then the Torah says, Reino Sati Ufonecho, Haye, Esachayim Vesatei, Vesamoves Vesarot, Asher Onechim Mitzav Chayim Laavos Al Shem Rekecho, Lorechet Bidrocho, Vilishna Mitzvah Yisov Vechikesov, Vmishpoto Vecholiso Vroviso, Uverachto Al Uverachecho Ad Shem Rekecho Boaz, Atubo Shom Rishto. So Rabbi Yisrael Talbo in Sefer Yikorim says, Maim Chofei, so he says that even this has reference to the mitzvah of Jew. So in other words, and whether it has a reference to the mitzvah of Jew or it has reference to Kolatir Kule, as the Rambam says and Rashi say, but we see that the Torah refers to Teiv, to mitzvah, as a derech hachayim, and Ra as the derech hamores. So in other words, so there is such a thing as dark tshuva. There is, tshuva is not something that a person who was addicted, let's say, to chet, kol yom, and then he does tshuva. So it's not something that he can accomplish by merely making a decision that he is not going to do that aveir again. There is a principle of aveiro gereres aveiro. So the only way for a person to do tshuva is by abandoning the path of vice. So, in other words, how do you abandon the path of vice, of Ra, of Moves? That's by embarking upon darkitude. So there is an Indian of darkitude. So the Rambam, now we raise the question, how is it that the Rambam interposed between Kabbalah Rahabe that he mentions before Harot Elova, so he interposed V'chein yisnachem al shovah, and then he says v'yedei olof yedei atalumei shel yoshev v'zachet leilom, which seems to be only explanatory of the Kabbalah Rahab. The answer is, now Rav Sadi Boyer in Emunis V'deis, Perikei Maim HaChamishi Perikei, Rav Sadi Goyen says, והאסירי הוא השוב. ועניוני התשובה הרבו, הועזיבו באחרותה ובקושס הכפורה, ושיקבל על עצמי שלא ישנה. That he shouldn't do the aver again. וארבעתו מקובוצים במיקרו במקים התשוב. ויומרי, שובו ישראל עד השם ולקחו, כי חושלתו בבנכו, קחו עמוכם דבורים וישובו עד השם. ואימרי לו, קורטיס אובן וקחתיו, ונשם בפורס, עושינו אשר ישן. So, ויומרו, Shubo Yisrael, Shub Mimasho Yisabel, Vi Shah Aziva Sachatot. So one element in Shuba is Aziva Sachat. That is implicit in the expression Shubo Yisrael. Vi Omru Kihoshalto Babinecho, Reitze Beyacharot. So that's Harot Eloma. So the expression Kihoshalto Babinecho implies Harot Eloma. Vi Omru Kui Mochem Dvorim, Reitze Beybakoshes Akapor. And then he says, V'renei Eloheinu l'masi yadeinu, Shar azivas ha'ishonis. That is, that he is mikabel upon himself not to do that aver again. So he mentions four separate elements. And the Chavis Alvoveis in Shara Chukin also mentions four separate elements, just like Rabbi Nisadi Goen. One is azivas achet. The second element is Harot Elova. The third element is Bakoshes Kapore. And the fourth element is Kabol Elahab. Now, many say that the Rambam combines Aziv Asachet and Kabol Elahab in one. But this is not what the Rambam does. Because you see the Rambam, in Perik Beis Milches Tshuveh Haloche Beis, he says, Umayi HaTshuveh Hu Sheyaziv Achit Echatoi V'yosirim Achshavtei V'yidmar B'libei Shal Yaseyoi Shenema Yaziv Roshet Darki V'chein Yisnachim Al Sheovar Shenema Kach Yishuvi Nechamti. So first he mentions as if it's a chet. And then he says, v'chimislach mal shova. That is, charot elova. And then he says, v'yoyid olof yedei atalumis, shelo yoshif lo zeh achet leilom, shenema v'loinei ma'arid lekeim l'mas yedeinu. So that's the third element. And you see that Rav Sadi Goyen mentions four separate elements, except that Rav Sadi Goyen includes Makoshes Kapor. But he has one element in Aziva Sachet, and that is implicit in the expression Shuvah Yisrael, Adi Shem Lekecho. The second element is Charot Elova, that is implicit in the expression Kiroshal Teba Melecho. The third element is Makoshes Kapor, Kruy Mochem Dvori. And the fourth element is Kabbalah Lehabe. And he says, "V'le'neimar oyd aloheinu l'mas yedei." So, and then Rav Sadi Goyen says, "V'neini v'kasher yishli mu'ei leharbo in gidriachu." If a person complies with all these four elements, so then he conforms to the tshuva in a full way. He says, and then he says, "V'neini yorei al rei v'ameinu she'apilu migidriachu ki imze ashar ovi." I am not afraid that our brethren, our Jews, will fail in the fulfillment of the first three elements. I have confidence in my brethren, the Jews, that they will conform to the first three elements. But he is very afraid that many of his brothers, of his Jews, will not fulfill properly Hayishonis, Kabbalah Lehab. So we see that Rav Sadi Goyen distinguishes between what he calls Aziva Sachet, and what he calls Kabbalah Lehab. So it is obvious that the Rambam does not include Aziva Sachet and Vyoido of Yediyat Talumis in one element. Because, first of all, he mentions, when he mentions the element of Aziva Sachet, he says, Umayi Achuve, Hushe Yaziv Achit Chetei, Vyosirin Marshav David Mavali Beshiri Aseiro, Shedama Yaziv Choshedal. So what Pasik does he mention? To point out that this is an important element in Chuve, Aziva Sachet, the Pasik of Yaziv Choshedal. Then he mentions there is another important element in Chuve, Yisnachim Al Jehovah, the Scharot Elova. So what Pasik does he mention that this is an important element kiach yeshuvi nechamti? Then he says, "V'yoyid olof yedei atalumeis shelo yoshuv lozeh achet leilom shenema v'lenei ma'arid aleheinu l'mas yedeinu." So he mentions another pasuk, not yaziv chosh darkei. If the pshat in the Rambam had been the way some say that the Rambam includes aziv esachet and kabbalah lehabe, a firm determination not to repeat that aveira again to such an extent that he is ready to declare. The Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness, if the Rambam intended to include that in Aziva Sachet, so how is it that he mentions the posik of Yaziv Roshetarke to point out that Aziva Sachet is an important element in Shuveh, and he mentions another posik, to point out that is an element in Shuveh? So obviously the Rambam agrees with Rav Sadi Goyen. Rav Sadi Goyen says there are four separate elements, and he even points out that he is not afraid lest the Jews will not conform completely to the first three elements, but he has great doubts as to whether there are many Jews who will be able to conform to the fourth element of Kabbalah Hale. So what does Rav Sadi Goyen mean? Now Rav Sadi Goyen himself says, "Ve'ineni yore al reiv ameinu." שיעפילו מגדרי התשובה, כי אם זה השער הרבי, ריצלים הראשונס, repeating the repetition of the act, כי אני בוטח, כי בשעס הצים והתפיל, I am בטוח, that I'm in Kippur, when every Jew is engaged in a fast, in fasting, and in tfilo, יעזבו, so they are in זבדכת, ויזכרתו, so, and they have חרות אלובה, ויבקשה אחרי, אך, אני חיישי שהם מסכימים משניס וחכי נאמר מה תהיה תרבולו ויזכר עודו אין יחלוש עושה. So he says, but he's afraid that many Jews are not able, anim kipea, to fulfill the fourth element, which is a firm determination not to repeat the sin again. Now what does Rabbi Sadi Goyen mean? Rabbi Goyim means, Aziva Sachet means, when a person, let's say, if a person was involved with gamblers, criminals, with racketeers, and then he does tshuva. So, Aziva Sachet does not consist in that person saying, well, I was associated with gamblers and with racketeers, with gangsters for many years. Now I'm doing tshuva. I'm not going to act the way they act. But I'll continue to be associated with them. I'll still be their friend. I'll still attend their parties. But I'm not going to follow their example. That's not Aziva Sachet. Because Aziva Sachet, by definition, means not only abandoning the sin. It's impossible to abandon sin. Chatoyim teradifro, as the Yerushalmi says, Sho'alu lechochmo chetim ayudine. So the Chochmo answered, Chatoyim teradifro. It's impossible to extricate, to abandon sin. But it's possible. Habol Itaya Misaili say, if a person is ready to abandon the Derech HaToyim, there is a Derech HaToyim. So then it's Habol Itaya Misaili say. So Azima Sachet, according to Rav Sadi Goyen, does not consist in a mere determination not to gazel, not to steal, not to kill. Aziva Sachet means that he abandons the path of Chatoyim, the Derech Chatoyim. The Derech Chatoyim. And see the Roshna Rambam. When the Rambam says, Umayi hatshuve hu sheyazif achete chatoy v'yosiri mimachshavte. Yosiri mimachshavte. What is this to do with Aziva Sachet, yosiri mimachshavte? The answer is, if he makes a determination not to steal again, let's say he was addicted to stealing, to robbing. So if he makes a determination not to steal again, but he still keeps on thinking of the ways he was involved, so then he's not Aziv Eschatoy. Because if he's not Mesir, Mimachshavtei, the whole path of Chatoy, of Chet, so maybe it's impossible for him to abandon sin. So it's Chatoyim Teradifro. It is psychologically impossible. So when the Rambam defines Aziv Asachet, he says, Hu sheyazif achete chatoi, v'yosire mimachshavte, v'yigma b'libe shal yaseiwe. Of course, he has to decide not to repeat that act again. But that is not enough. In order to fulfill the element of Aziv Asachet, he must abandon the path of chet. There is a derech of chatoi. So this is Aziv Asachet. So when the Rambam points out the elements, the essential elements of tshuva, so the essential elements of tshuva are three. Not Kabbalah Habe, but Aziva Sachet. But of course, if he's not a game of Bilibe, not to repeat the act, so then there is no Aziva Sachet. But the mere decision not to repeat the act again does not constitute Aziva Sachet. Aziva Sachet is constituted if he abandons the whole path of chet. So he has to be Miseir Das himself from the whole path of chet. So this is what Rambam says, Umayi atshuve sheyazim achete chatoi v'yosire machshavte v'yigma v'libe shle aseoi. If he was addicted to gambling with gamblers, so Aziv Sachet will consist in completely dissociating himself from the gamblers, from the criminals. If he just makes a decision, I will not gamble anymore, but I'll be friends with them. Again, he's not Aziv Eschate. And the Shem Roshe is not Poka. So this is what Aziv Eschate is. And this is the Shita of Rav Sadi Goyen also. Yaziv, so what posik does the Rambam mention? Shenema, umayi atshubo sheyaziv achite chatoe, v'yosire mimachshavte, v'yigma b'libei shel yaseyoi, shenema yaziv rosho darke. There is a derech of chet. So Aziva Sachet consists in abandoning the derech of chet. But if a person just is gamer bilibe, shall yaseyweid, but he doesn't abandon the path of chet, he continues associating himself with the drug addicts, with the gamblers, with the racketeers, but he decided in his heart that he will not act the way they act, but he still is disposed to be associated with them, then he's not. It's not Yaziv Roshe Darke. He doesn't say Yaziv Roshe Chete. Yaziv Roshe Darke. There is a path of Chet, And there is a derech hatshuva. There is a path of tshuva. So this is what the Rambam says. V'yasirim machshavtein. Even if he dissociates himself from his former friends, the gamblers, the racketeers, but mentally he's still involved in their life. So there is no azimah sachet. Azimah sachet is when he abandons completely the path of chet. So that's why the Rambam says sheyaziv achitei chatoi v'yosirei memachshavtei. But just dissociating himself from the gamblers without deciding in his heart not to do it again, that will certainly not constitute azimah sachet. So he says also v'yigla b'libei shel yaseiwei. This is an essential element of tshuva. And without azimah sachet, so there is no tshuva whatsoever. Not only that it's not the ideal tshuva, there is no tshuva. So, because yazif rosh hadarkei. But then, so now we can understand the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between a chaytei who just committed an aveira once. So there, the order, the proper order is first chavot elovar and then kabbal elahav. And the chaytei who was addicted to a certain chet. So then, if first he'll realize chavot elovar and then kabbal elahav, so it'll be teiru v'sheres b'yodei. So then, after kabbal elahav, he has to have chavot elovar again. What's the pshat? The pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that tshuva consists not merely in abandoning the avera, but in abandoning the path of avera, of sin. Derech hatov, yazif rosh hadarkei. So mele, Rabbi Yehuda says that is only when the tshuva consists in abandoning the whole path of the hatovim, if he became addicted to it. So then there is. So he was already steeped and rooted in a derech hatov. So then the tshuva consists in yazif rosh hadarkei, in abandoning the path of the chatoim. So memele, the kabbal elahav has to take place first, and then charot elovar. If the charot elovar takes place first, so he's teiru v'sheres b'yodei, because he is already steeped and rooted in the derech chatoim. Mashein kei, if he just committed a certain avir once, he stole once. That's all. So he's not steeped in the derech chatoim. So then, tshuva consists just in abandoning the avirah. There is no derech chatoim. This is the shite of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam, when the Rambam mentions "Umay atshuve hu sheyazif achitei chetei v'yosirei mimachshavtei v'yigma b'libei shel yaseiwei shenema yazif rosh hadarkei v'chi nislach mal shovar," thus implying that even if he was not addicted to a certain avera, he just was aver an avera once. So the proper order is first aziv esachet and then kabbalah, because the Rambam holds that once a person commits a single avera, he is already steeped in the path of sin. Of course, if he kibush over od mavira vishonabon as we get there, so he's more steeped. It's more difficult for him to return back to the derech to the derech hatshuva. But even with a single commission of an avera, he is already steeped in the derech hatoy. So memele. So for the same reason that Rabbi Yehuda says in regard to a person who has been addicted to a chet, that first must be the aziv esachet. So the Rambam says, even in regard to a person who just committed a certain aver once. So the Rambam says, "Umay yachuve hu sheyaziv achitei chatei v'yosirei machshavtei v'yidma b'libei shel yaseiwei shenema yaziv rosh hadarkei v'chein yisnachim al shovar shenema ke'achrei shuvi nechamti." So this is the essence of tshuva. Aziv esachet and chavot elovar. Without that, there is no tshuva. So the Shem Roshi is not even poker. The Shem Roshi. If a person has been addicted, let's say, to gambling, to stealing, with a whole group of thieves and robbers, and then he does tshuva, so if he just makes up his mind not to steal again, the Shem Roshi is not poker. But he has to abandon the path of chatoi. Yazif Roshi Darki, the whole path of chet. So, and without aziv esachet, so the Shem Roshi is not poka, it's not a tshuva. But the Rambam doesn't say that if a person, let's say, did tshuva, and he dissociated himself from the gamblers, from the racketeers, from the Ganovim, from the Gazlonim, from the Rotzrim. And he really meant it. And then, ten years later, he unfortunately was faced with a certain temptation, and he succumbed to temptation. So the Rambam say that if he was an age, let's say 10 years transpired, and then after 10 years he succumbed to temptation again and he stole. So the Rambam say that the tshuva l'mafreya was no tshuva, and that he was roshe l'mafreya, and if he was used as an aid by Gdushin, so the Gdushin is no Gdushin, it's not mistaken. As long as the person, b'shaite, abandoned the path of chet, and he really meant, b'chol ivove, he meant b'chol ivove, that he's not going to repeat it again. But, years later, so he succumbed to temptation. And he reverted back. The Rambam wouldn't say that l'mafreya, the tshuva was no tshuva. So when the Rambam here discusses tshuva in all its facets, not only the essence of tshuva, there are certain things that are mi'akif in tshuva, that are the essential ingredients of tshuva, without which it's not tshuva. Let's say if a person will do tshuva, he'll be easy lechet, but he will not have charotet, then it's not tshuva. If a person will have chavot, he'll have remorse, but he will not be easy the chet. He will not abandon the path of chet. So it's not true. Masha'in came, if a person will do tshuva, he'll do tshuva, but there will be aziv asachet, and there will be chavot elova, but he will not make that firm determination as to declare the Ribbono Nishlom as an aid. So then, while the tshuva is not ideal, but the tshuva is. That's why the Rambam, so he says, "Umayi hatshuva hu sheyaziv achiz chatoi, v'yosirei mimachshavtei, v'yigmer b'libei shel yaseiwei, shenema yaziv kosh darkei, v'chein yisnachim al sheova, shenema k'achi shuvi nechamti." That's the essence of tshuva. Then he says, but in order to be the ideal tshuva, v'yoyin dolof yedea talumeis, shel yoshuv lazeh achet leilom, So the reason is why the Rambam did not mention Yoyin of Yedei Talumeis immediately after the Yigma B'Libei Shel Yaseiwei, but first he mentioned B'Chein Yisnachim, because the Rambam wanted to mention first the essential ingredients of Tshuva. The essential ingredients of Tshuva are two. First, Aziv Esachet. And of course, Aziv Esachet includes Kabbalah Habe. But he does not necessarily include that kind of Kabbalah Habe that he is able to declare the Ribbono Shalom as a witness. That not there. There are a number of Bali Tshuva who are Mekabel Habe and they are easy the head, but the determination is not so strong that they should be able to be made Yedea Talumeis on them. And that's the reason as to why we find many times a Bali Tshuva who after a number of years reverts back to the chet because he's stuck full of Yitzchak. That does not mean that Limafreya, so he was a Rosh all the time. So the Rambam first discusses the essential ingredients of tshuva. So the essential ingredients of tshuva consists of Aziv Asachet and Charot Elova. But there is also Darki tshuva. And then the Rambam says, Naloch Edalet, Midarki hatshuva li is hashov tzeik tomid lifnei Hashem, bifri uvsachni. Now, this is not an essential ingredient of tshuva, because whatever is an essential ingredient of tshuva is mi'akeif in the afko Hashem Rosh. Let's say if somebody will do tshuva, and will just be easy lechet, and will not have charot elova, so then the Hashem Rosh is not boka. So if he'll be an aid of the Kedushin, so the Kedushin is null and void. But Masha'in came, if a person, a Roshe, who was an Echol Mevelis, a Trefes, and Chal Shabbos, and then he did Tshuva, and there was Aziv Esachet, and there was Charot Elova, but he wasn't Misvav. So true, Vidu is a Mitzvah Saseh. So he cannot have Kapore without Vidu. But the Shem Roshe is Poka. This is the Michas Chinuch says. The Michas Chinuch has the Kashe, the Rambam says that Vidu is Me'akiv in Tshuva. The Gemara in Tushin says, Al Menas, Shani Tzadi Gomu, Afilu Roshe Gomu Kom Yomu, is Mekodeshes. Shemu Hiyo Tshiva Belebe. But the question is, but he wasn't his father. That we can see. He didn't verbalize the Vidu. So the Chachinuch says, the Rambam only says that Vidu is Me'akiv in Kapor, but in Afkor Shem Roshe, Vidu is not Me'akiv. So Memele, when the Rambam says, V'tzorich li'svadis bisvoso, v'leimar in yoni seimu shigoma v'libei, this is not an essential ingredient of Tshuva. This is one of the darker Tshuva. As the Rambam says, in Pelbeis, Halacha Dalet, Midarki ha'tshuva li'is ha'shof tzeik tomit l'vnei Hashem. So that's one of the darker tshuva. What does it mean, darker tshuva? Because when a person, it's not so easy to do tshuva, to do real tshuva. Because chatoin tera before. But habol itayer misayin nisei. So the mele, how does the habol itayer manifest itself? By abandoning the derech chatoin and embarking upon the derech tshuva. So there is such a thing as darker tshuva. So if he's saying, Tommy, constantly in his father with Neakodesh Bochu, then he's on safe grounds. Then he's walking on the path of Tshuva. And he doesn't have to be afraid lest Chas V'Sholem he'll revert back to his sin. Because he's embarking. He's walking on safe grounds. He's embarking upon the Derech Tshuva. So this is also included in the mitzvah of Tshuva. Because when the Torah says, so the Torah implies not only an obligation that is incumbent to realize the essential ingredients of Tshuva, but to fulfill all the elements of Tshuva, even the darker Tshuva. So the Rambam at first mentioned Umayya Tshuva hu sheyazif achitei chatoei ויוסירי ממחשבתי, ויגמה בליבי של יעשי יועי של יעזו כושי דרכי. וכן יסנח מל שובה של המכה אחרי שבנחמת. These are the two essential ingredients of Tshuva. Without these two, the Tshuva is no Tshuva, and the Shem Roshi is not Boka. But then there is another element that is not an essential ingredient of Tshuva. But that comes within the Darkei Tshuva. So when will he be walking, embarking upon the Derech Tshuva, and he will not have to be afraid lest he will revert back to his old sin? If it's Yoin Olof Yedea Ta'alumeis, Shelo Yoshuf Lo Zeachet Le'elom, Shenema V'lo Yineim Aroid Le'elom As Yedeinu. V'tzorich Lisvadis Bisvosof, because Vidu is also required as one of the Darkei Tshuva. As the Rambam says, Midarkei Tshuva Li'is Hashof Tzeik Tomit L'Vnei Hashem, Bifchiu V'sachnunim, Ve'is Et Zdoko Kivikeche. Now, Zdoke, so he's one of the Darkei Tshuva, okay. But it's not an essential ingredient in Tshuva. Of course, if his avera consists in not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzoke, then giving Tzoke is the essential ingredient of Tzoke, of Azir Zachet. But suppose his avera consists in other things, not in his failure to give Tzoke. In his failure to give Tzoke. His avera consists in Chil Shabbos, in Achilas Neveles et Reifes, in Gneive, in Gzele, not in his failure to give Tzoke. So then, without giving Tzoke, he can still fulfill the essential ingredients of Tshuva and be Mafkia Vishem Roshi. But without Tzoke, he does not fulfill the Darkei Tshuva. So in other words, they are essential ingredients of Tshuva and they are Darkei Tshuva. Why is it called Darkei Tshuva? Because if a person does Tshuva, even if he does Tshuva for Chil Shabbos, but if he doesn't do Tzoke, so he's on dangerous grounds. He did not embark on Darkei Tshuva. See, in order to be on safe grounds, he has to embark upon the Derech Tshuva. And one of the Derech Tshuva is Doke. One of the Darkei Tshuva is to be constantly misvade with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midarkei HaTshuva is HaShof Tzeik Tomit L'Vnei Hashem. So now we understand as to why the Rambam mentioned the Yoido of Yedei Talume is after Yisnachim HaMashova. Because Yoido of Yedei Talume is not an essential ingredient of Tshuva. There is no halacha that if a person is easy to chet, and then years later he is faced with a temptation and he succumbs to temptation, that retroactively the tshuva was no tshuva. There is no such halacha. There is no such halacha. But if years later he does revert back to sin, so that means that the tshuva was not the ideal tshuva. It was not a real tshuva. But it was an essential tshuva. So that's why the Rambam discusses that separately. And then he says, "V'tzorich li'svadis b'svosov, v'lo marinyon esegu shikoma b'libei." Also, as Darkei Tshuva. Now, so that means that Vidu is required for two reasons. First of all, vidu is required because of the mitzvah of Isho Isho, ki yasu mikil chatos odom, yasu chazadun visvades chatoso, asher osu ze vidu dvor. So that vidu is required because of kapore. Because as the Rambam says, v'chim bal chatois, v'ashom eiz beishim v'in kov nisei malchko goson, o yal zdenon, im ischapel em mikov bono machi yasu chiv. So in other words, so there is one Michayev of Tshuva. So if somebody is a chayte, he has to do Tshuva, and he has to be misvade in order to affect Kapore. Because Vidu is Me'akev in Kapore. That's one reason. That's one Michayev of Tshuva. And then there is another Michayev of Tshuva because of Darki Tshuva. In the same way as the Bal Tshuva is Mechuyev to do Tzdoke. Because Tzdoke is one of the Darki Tshuva. So Vidu, constant Vidu, so both chiyuvim of the vidu, both chiyuvim of vidu, on the basis of kapore and on the basis of darki tshuve, are chiyuvim midrais. But it's two separate halachas of vidu. Vidu is obligatory. Number one, because of kapore. So that's the halacha that when someone is makriv korban. So he has to be misvade, and vidu is also obligatory because of the darki tshuva. But vidu is not one of the essential ingredients of tshuva. And this kind of kabbalah lahabe of yoido of yedea talumi shel yoshva zeachet leimom, that this is not an essential ingredient of tshuva. This is one of the darki tshuva. But azives achet is. One of the essential ingredients of tshuva. Now, we can reconcile the apparent inconsistency between the two Rambams. There is no inconsistency. True, that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam says, Vidu kitzat misvadim meimer ono Hashem chotosi obvisi poshaitu lifonecho vosisi kach vikach vanechamti ubeishti bimaasai ureu nechizel dovaze vizo yikrish al vidu. So when he discussed the vidu in Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, he mentioned Charot Elova first and Kabbalah Lahabe second. Because in Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, he discusses vidu from the point of view of Kapor. Because vidu is required for two reasons. First of all, vidu is required because without vidu there is no kapor. Everyone who is maybe kolm has to be misvad. Everyone who is chayev malkes has to be misvade. Kol amum se misvade. So vidu is required because of kapore, because vidu is makim. And then vidu is also required for a second reason, because vidu itself is one of the dark attributes. If a Jew keeps on confessing his sin before HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, then he is walking on safe grounds. But if he just says tshuva, and then he isn't constantly misvade on his head, then he is on very dangerous grounds. So it's always likely that he'll revert back, in spite of his decision not to repeat the act, and in spite of his decision to dissociate himself from the people with whom he cooperated in sin. So he's on dangerous ground. So in other words, in order to be walking on safe grounds, to be walking on dark tshuva, so he has to be misvad. So this is what Rambam says in Perek Veis, Halacha Daled, Midarki Atshuva Lis Hashov Tzeik Tomi Bifnei Hashem, Bifchiyu Bisachnuni. But so in other words, the Rambam discusses tshuva in two places. In Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he discusses vidu from the point of view of kapore. So vidu that is based upon kapore. So in order to affect kapore, so he has to spell out the Charot Elova first and Kabbalah the second, in order to affect kapore. But in order to realize darki tshuva, so then he has to spell out Kabbalah Lahabe first and Charot Elova second. That's the reason as to why the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam says that the order of Vidu is Harim Yechamti Ubeishti Bima'asai Uleilo Menichezer Lidovazeh, and in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, where he discusses Vitzorich li svadis bisvasov. Vilema, he uses the Russian Vitzorich. Why does he use the Russian Vitzorich? In other words, it's not indispensable towards the realization of children. It's not an essential ingredient. But it's one of the Arkitshuva. So one is Tzorich to fulfill the Arkitshuva as well. So he says, V'tzorich li'svadis b'svosov v'lomach in yoni seivu shekom abimide. So Mimele, in order to fulfill Vidu as the Arkitshuva, so there the Kabbalah l'habe is first, and the Chalot l'ova is second. So in order to fulfill both Chiyuvim of Vidu, mitzad kapore and mitzad Arkitshuva, so he has to, let's say, if he still needs kapore, so first he has to spell out the charot elova, and then the kabbal habe, and then in order to fulfill the darki tshuve, so after he spelled out in his vidu the kabbal habe, so he has to spell out the charot elova again, in order that he should fulfill the element of vidu from the point of view of darki tshuve. All right, so that is the end of the halacha. Now we saw that according to the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs of tshuva. There is one mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the yochid, and then there is another mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the tzibur. According to the Rambam, so there are two mitzvahs of tshuva incumbent upon the tzibur. One mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the tzibur is grounded in tzores, and with that the Rambam also agrees. That's the parsha in Ba'aleischo, Kisoveyo Muchono Ba'atzeichem Al Atzar Atzer Eschem. And then, according to Rambam, there is another chiyuv of tshuva incumbent upon the tzibur that is not based upon tzores. That is tshuva saklau miyame. That's the parsha of Vishafta Vishamokech. Unke amitzvo asher onichi mitzaf rayei. Bunifri simimcho. Now, the Rambam holds that there is no chiyuv of tshuva incumbent upon the tzibur kol ashon. Me'ave, but on Yom Kippurim, the Rambam also agrees that there is a special chiyuv of tshuva that is ve'yochid le'rabbi, and it's implicit in the posik of Lifnei Hashem Titov. So then we don't have to resort to tzores. Even without tzores, there is a chiyuv of tshuva according to all Rishonim of me'ave, incumbent not only upon the yochid but also upon the tzibur. Now, let's see what the Rambam this now in connection with Yom Kippurim. So not only is there a chiyuv of tshuva and the tzibur because of the special halacha of Lifnei Hashem Titov, but it seems from the Ritvo in Nidorim it appears that before Yom Kippurim, so there is a chiyuv of tshuva also from the point of view of the parsha in Baal Yisro of Kisoveyu Milchomo Ba'arzeichem Al Atzor Atzirer Eschem, because we have a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda whether it's muter to take an eder, any dog. So Reb Yehuda says that it's oser to take an eder even if he fulfills the eder. So Teis Vesichum Les Dekashe, so how was Yankif Avinu allowed to take an eder? So and Yeino took a pledge. So Teisva says that there is a medresh in on the posik of Ayida Yakif Neder Bayimahu Leimei Mikan Shenetrim Beisto. So there is a chiyuv to take pledges to do tzedakah, to take pledges to tzedakah, in an Eisto. So then the Ritvo in Idorim mentions the same teretz, and then he says, then he asks the kashe, how is it that all Jews are accustomed that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, they make pledges. All Jews make pledges between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. It's also Teva Shalom Sidei, Misha Sidei Usishali. So how is it that all Jews are accustomed to make pledges between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? So the Ritvo in Nidorim says that in view of the fact that So that means that all the Aseres Yemitshuva is like Yim Adin Arichta. Because the Gemara of Yim Adin, even in respect to Tzadikim Gmurim, who is Nechtovim V'Nechtovim Le'Altea, but the Gemara of the Yim Adin is the whole period between Rish Hashanah and Yipurim. So, Mimele, and that's the Pshat of Dir Shua Vishem B'Yimotzei, Chorum B'Yisi Korem. So, Dir Shua Vishem B'Yimotzei, Chorum B'Yisi Korem. So that's the Aseres Yomim, Sheber Rish Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. So what's the Yiches between Aseres Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim? No! Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kapore. Yom HaKippurim is Yom Tshuva. L'yochid l'rabim, as the Rambam says. Because, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. But the other day is Aseres Mitzvah. Why is that? Why is there a special halacha of Tshuva in Aseres Mitzvah? And it's called Aseres Mitzvah. Why is it called Aseres Mitzvah? Because on these days, every Jew is mechuyev to dedicate himself to Tshuva. Not the Yom Kippur. From Rosh Hashanah till the conclusion of Yom Kippur, he is mechuyev to be dedicated to Tshuva. The answer is given by the Ritva Nidorim. Because since the Rosh Hashanah Mikosevo, of Yom Kippur Yichosemon, so the whole period, the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah till the conclusion of Yom Kippurim is a Yom Adin Arichte. So Memeli is a Yom Adin Arichte, so every Jew, Naseres Yimitshuva, is overtaken by the Tzor. Miyichyem Yomus, so it's the universal practice among Jews, says the Ritva, davke to make pledges litzdoke in Aseres Yemitshuva, because of the chiyuv of making pledges they saw. So Memele, it follows from this Ritva Nidorim that on Yom HaKippurim, so there is a chiyuv, a special chiyuv of tshuva on the yochid and on the rabbin because of two halachas. I mean on the rabbin because of two halachas. On the yochid there is a special din of tshuva because of the general mitzvah of tshuva, kol hashana, and then with the Shem Titor. But on the rabbin there are two halachas of tshuva. First of all, because of the Lifnei Hashem Titor on the collective level, as the Rambam says, Yim Tshuva LaKeil LaYochid LaRabin, and then because it's the Yim Adin, so that the Klal is mechuyev to do tshuva because of the parasha of Kisaveh Milchama Ba'Arzeichem Al Atzor Atzir Eschem. So all Jews in Aseres Yemitshuva, they are faced with the Tzor Rachman Litzvah. So they have to do tshuva on that skoto. Now, so it behooves us to delve into the ingredients of that tshuva that is contingent upon tzoras. Because without any tzoras overtaking Klal Yisrael in Aseres Yemitshuva, the Ritva says, so all Jews have to consider themselves as if they are overtaken by tzoras because of Bereish Hashono Yikosevun Uvyom Tzim Kippo Yichasim. Now let's see what the mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the Klal implies. On one hand, there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, after Zion, I think, Daf Yud Zion, on the base. Omar Rabbi Yechon, im mole im mikro kosu, I efshar leimre, milameid, shenisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, viher loy limei shesid atfilo. Omar lei kol zman she Yisroel chetin, yasu lifonai kiseder hazeh, v'ani meichle, adishem adishem, ani hu kedem sheyachto odom, v'ani hu l'acha sheyachto odom, v'yaseh tshuv, kil rachum v'chanu, אמר רב יהודה בריסק חוסול ידגימו מידס, שאין חייס לסחיקו, שנאמר, הנה יונחי קרס בריס. So בריסק חוסול. There is a הבטוחה from the Rebbeinu של עולם, that when Jews do tshuva, so they will be helped. Now it does not mean that when Yochid, on an individual level, does tshuva, that he will be delivered. That there is no such הבטוחה, because we know that there is such a phenomenon as Sadi Virale and Rosh Hashanah. But the breeze is crucial in respect to the tzibur. So when the tzibur does shuv, so then they will be helped. There is a breeze, there is a covenant. And we don't have to have any sveikes, any misgivings as to whether we will be delivered as a result of the tshuva by the tzibur. And this breeze is called breeze chusol yud gimul midas. Why is it called breeze chusol yud gimul midas? Now that is the reason as to why Maseres Yitshuva, and even in the days of Sliches, that's also in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, that is in Yom Adin. So we say the yud gimul midas, especially in Maseres Yitshuva. So we say the yud gimul midas. So why the yud gimul midas? What's the importance of this gimul midas? It's the significance of the gimul midas does not consist in the mere lip service of saying Adishem, Adishem, Kil Rachum V'chanun, Erchapayim, Rachesed Emes. But we have to say, the tzibur has to say in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Yud Gimel Midas, in order to impress upon ourselves the concepts that are implicit in the Yud Gimel Midas, so that we'll be able to emulate the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Yud Gimel Midas represent the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Rachum, Afato Yerachum, Mahu Chanun, Afato Yechanun. So these are the Midas. Rachum v'chanun, rachapayim, rav chesed v'emes, nitzah chesed v'alofim, nitzah v'mefeshah v'chator, v'nake. So, memele, tshuva of the tzibur consists in emulating the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the bris chus of yud gimul midas. So, naturally, we cannot expect to become impressed with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without verbalizing it and without spelling it out in our prayers. But the important thing is not the lip service. The important thing is that this lip service, this prayer of the Yud Gimel Midas that we say every day in Aseres Yemei Tshuva several times should have an impact upon our hearts. And that we should be impressed with it. And that we should decide to become motivated by Yud Gimel Midas. This is the bris chuso Yud Gimel Midas. So that means that the tshuva of the tzibur in Aseres Yemei Tshuva manifests itself in trying to impress upon ourselves the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachum, Chanun, Erchapayim, Rav Chesed Emes, and so on. Now the Rambam mentions this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, in Pergimu Milches Tshuva Halacha Dalet, this is the well-known Rambam, but it behooves us to analyze every word in that Rambam. Pergimu Milches Tshuva Halacha Dalet, Aval Pishet Ki Ashrifo Berish Hashono Gzires Akosu Remes Yeshbei, Kimei Mar Uru Yisheni Mishnaschem, Vinyodomi Mokitsu Mitad Maschem, Vichipsu Bimaseichem, Vichizru Bichubo Vizichru Birachem, Eilu Hashichri Meso Emes, בהבלי הזמן, בשנים כל שנוסון בהבל בריק, אשר לא יהיו ולא יציר, הביטו לנפשיסיכם, ויוטיבו דרכיכם ומעלליכם, ויעזיב כל אחד מכם דרכי אורו, ומחשבתי אשר לא יתיבו, לפיכוך צורך כל אדום שירא עצמי, כל השונה כולו, כאילו חצי זכאי וחצי חיי, וכן כל אילום חצי זכאי וחצי חיי, חוט חטא חוט, הרי אס עצמי וסקול אילום כולי לקף חיבו, וגורם לי השחוסו, עושו מצווה אחס, הרי הכריע אס עצמי וסקול אילום כולי לקף סחוס, וגורם לוי ולוהם ג'ו והצולו, שנאמר ויצדי כיסי דילום, זה שצידי, שצידי כחריע סקול אילום וסחוס ויציר. So what did the Rambam say? Why did the Rambam inject here this concept that every Jew, the Gemara in Gedushin, that every Jew should consider as if he and the whole world is mechzo zachai and mechzo chayev. And by doing one mitzvah, so there is a preponderance of schus for the whole world, for all of mankind. And by doing one aveira, Rachman Litzlan, there is a preponderance of chayev. Why did the Rambam mention it here? Because the Rambam wants to tell us that Andri Shashono, when we start blowing the shofar, so this is the signal for all the Jews to embark upon Derech HaTshuva. And this is to continue, and because, as the Ritva says in Nidorim, on account of the fact of Bereish HaShono Yikoseibun, of Yem Tzim Kippo Yikoseibun, so the Aseres Yem HaTshuva is a unit, is one Yimadim. So in many ways we have to consider ourselves as if Klal Yisrael and all of mankind is overtaken by Tzara, and we have to avert the Tzara. And how can we avert the Tzara? By doing Tshuva. And one shouldn't say, what a veil will be my Tshuva. There are millions of human beings. There are millions of Jews. They don't do Tshuva. So of what significance will be my Tshuva? The answer is no. One cannot say that. Because a Jew is to consider himself and the whole world as Mechza Zakai or Mechza Chayev. So with the Tshuva of one Jew, you could be Machria, the whole world, the destiny of all of mankind, which are Chus and Chas V'Sholem, with one Aveiro, without doing Tshuva, you could be Machria, the destiny of the Jewish people and of all mankind. This is what the Rambam is saying. ומפני זה, ומפני עניין זה, נוהגו כל בייס ישראל, להרבייס בצדוקו ובמעשים טבעים, ולעשייס במצווייס, מראש השונו ועד ים הכיפורים, יסר מכל השונו. ונוהגו כולם, לוקום בלילו בעשור יום מילו, ולספלו בבות הכנסייס, בדברי תחנונים ובכיבושים, עד שיהיו יראה. Now, so he says, נעשרס עם התשובו, there is a universal practice in Beis Yisrael to be marbe b'tzdoko. Now, bishleim Yom HaKippurim, we understand, because there is a special chiyuv of lifnei Hashem Titor. So even without the Shem Rosho, well, without the Shem Chaytei, so even if a person was not delinquent in tzdoko, kol hashono, but on Yom HaKippurim, he has to subject himself to a target process lifnei Hashem Titor. But Nasaras Yimitshuva, there is no special mitzvah of Yad Shem Kitaro. The answer is, as the Ritva says in Midori, because of Bereish HaShono Yikoseivun, of Yem Tzim Kippo Yikoseivun, so all the Nasaras Yimitshuva is considered as a Yema Dina Richte. So in Mele, we are Mechuyev, when there is Nisoro, there is a Chiyuv of doing Tshuva. Utshuva, Utfilo, Utzdoko, Mavirin Es Reak Zero, Nasaras Yimitshuva, there is always Reak Zero, Rachman Reislam. If we don't do tshuva. So because of that, the Rambam says, ומפני זה, ומפני עניין זה, נוהגו כל בייס ישראל, להר בייס בצדוקו ומעשים טבעים, ולעסק במצווה מראש השונו ועדים הכיפורים, יש להם קושי. Because of the parshim בעלי ישראל, of כסובי ומלחומו בארציכם, על הצור הציר הנסכם, בעריסם חציצרס, חציצרס is not made today, not now, but the tshuva, which is the important thing in that mitzvah, that is naik today too. And we shouldn't say, just because the overwhelming majority of the Jewish people are not ready to do tshuva on a collective level, so maybe I won't do tshuva either. No, because every Jew is to consider himself and the whole world as mechzo zakai u mechzo chayev. So on everyone's deed is told the destiny of the Jewish people, the destiny of mankind. So this is how the Rambam formulates in Hilchos Tshuva this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. See, Milamei Chenisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur V'herlo Memeshe Seder Tfilo Omalei Kol Zman Sheyisroel Chitin Yasu Lifonai Keseder Hazeh. What does it mean? Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have to get up in the morning before dawn and to be mispalel and to recite the Yukimu Mides, Adishem Adishem, Kilrachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Emes, Yitzhak Chesed Alofim, Noiseobim, Vafesha, Vechato, Vinake, in order to press upon ourselves that it is our objective to become motivated by the Mides, the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Rachum, Avati Rachum. Now this is one aspect of the mitzvah of Tshuva that is incumbent upon each and every Jew, on an individual level and on a collective level, in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But the Rambam discusses another aspect of the Tshuva on a collective level, when the Tzibur is overtaken by its own. Now, this is discussed in the Rambam in Hilchos Taanis, ends, I mentioned before, quoting Rosh Rambam, that this mitzvah of Areis and the Chatzitz Reis is Midarki Hatshuvi, Shebizman Shetovitzoro Vizaku Aleo, Vyoriu, Yedo Hakil Shetvar Maseyem Oroi, Huralem, Kakosu Vavnisechemit, Vizu Sheyikrein Hosi Ratzon Ale. Now let's see, the Rambam says, in Perik Alef Mihilches Tainis, Halocha Yudai, Bichol Yeim Tainis Shegezrim על הציבור מפני הצורס, בסדן והסקנים ישבים בביס הכנסס, ובדקין על מעשי אנשי אוהיה, מאחת לשחריס עד חצי סיים, ומסירים המחשבי של אבירס, ומזירים ודרשים וחקרים על בלי חומוס ואבירס ומפריסים איסון, ועל בלי זרע ומשפילים איסון, וחייץ מדורנק. Now this is something other than what the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so we have to be Eisek, be Tzedakah, and be Ma'aseh Teivim. That Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva is based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Milamid shenisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, bishor shebnei Yisrael chaitim kiseder hazeh yaaseh, yaasu, v'ani meichlo. That means that the Tshuva's tzibur is realized by each member of the tzibur doing tshuva. I mean, how is a tshuva tzibur realized on the collective level? By each individual Jew fulfilling his duty on an individual level. If each and every Jew in the cloud will do tshuva for himself, some mele, tshuva will be realized by the cloud Yisrael on the collective level. That's one aspect of the tshuva tzibur. But here the Rambam says something else. Here the Rambam says that when we are overtaken by Yitzhore, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as the Ritva says, the Klal Yisrael is considered to be overtaken by Yitzhore because of Berish HaShono Yikoseivu, Mekim Tzimkipo Yikoseivu. So, Bichol Yim Tainz, Shegezrin Ala Tzibur Mepnei HaTzoreis, Bezdin Ve'askenim, Yeshvin Bebeis HaKneses, Ubeitkin Al Maasei Anshe Oyir, מאחר תפילה שחריס עד חצי סיים, ומסירים המכשלי של אבירס, ומזירים ודרשים וחקרים, על בלי חומוס ואבירס ומפריסים איסון, ועל בלי זרע ומשפיל איסון. This is something else. Here the Rambam has reference not to the tshuva that each member of the tzibur is to realize, but the Rambam here discusses what are the mandates incumbent upon the bezdin, the spiritual leaders of the tzibur. Because if Bezdin is gazing at Tainis ala tzoris, that means that the tzibur is overtaken by its own, with the possibility of its own. So then, it is the duty of Bezdin, of the Zikneom, of the leaders, of Rabbonim, of Rosh Yeshiva, of Mechanchim. They are the leaders today. We don't have Bezdin Kavua. We don't have. There is no Bezdin Kavua. But so then this is incumbent upon Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchim. They are in lieu of the Bezdin and the Skenim of the Rishenim this mention. So there are certain mandates that are imposed upon the spiritual leaders of the community to do something. So the tshuva of the tzibur has two aspects. First of all, it manifests itself in each member of the tzibur doing tshuva. You couldn't have a tshuva on a collective level if each member of the tzibur does not realize tshuva on an individual level. So this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. Nisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, Yom Alei, Vimeishe, Vishoshe, Vishoyu Chaitim, Kiseida Azeh Yasu. In other words, they have to say it, and it shouldn't be just a lip service. You know, they have to say it in order to impress upon their hearts this mandate of emulating the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch. That's one aspect of the tshuva of the tzibur that is incumbent upon us in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we are to consider ourselves as if we are faced with the possibility of its own, because of Berish HaShono Yikoseivu Nuvim Tzimkipo Yikoseivu. But then, there is a special mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the tzibur, the leaders of the community. What is the mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the community? So it's Beit Kin al Maasei Ansheonir, the leaders of the community, Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchim, principals of day schools, Rabbonim, the various synagogues, they have to be Beit Kin al Maasei Ansheonir. They have to search not only their own hearts and their own souls, but they have to search Naserasim Echuve, the hearts and the souls of their congregants. And then, Umisirin HaMichshele Shalavir. They have to remove the mechshelis, the stumbling blocks. Umazirin v'derchin v'chikrin al balichomos v'averis umafrisin eson val balizreya umashpilin eson. And they have to degrade the balizreya, the people who resort to force. This is the mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the community. Where did the Rambam get it? The Gemara in Tainis only mentions that the Bezdin and the Skenim, they have to be Beidik, B'mila Dimoti. But the Gemara in Tainis doesn't spell out the specific things that the Bezdin have to do. The Rambam spells it out. Number one, they have to be Meisir Mechsheleis, and they have to exhort the members of the community, their congregants, against Hamas, and they have to be mashpil bal Israel. Where did the Rambam get it? I think that the Rambam got it from the Haftor of Yom Kippur in Yishayo Nun Zayin. V'yomar soilu soilu panu dorech horimu michshel miderech ami kikoyomar om v'niso sheikhen ab v'kodesh moru Morim v'kodesh eshkoin, v'ezdako ushval ruach lehachyos ruach shvorim, ulehachyos lipnit koin. So v'yomar seilu seilu, and he says, the Novi says in the name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, seilu seilu, pave the way. Who should pave the way? To whom does the Novi say in the name of God that they should pave the way? Who should pave the way? The leaders. The best, the Zikne Hall, the Rabbonim, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mechanchim, the principals of the day schools, the leaders of the Jewish community, they are obligated to pave the way, panu dorech, clear a path, horimu michshel midarach hamin, remove the numerous stumbling blocks on the path of my people. There cannot be tshuve of the tzibur fulfilled if the Bezdin doesn't do anything, if the leaders of the community are completely passive. By the leaders of the community just saying al chet, they will not be mikayim the mitzvah of tshuve of the tzibur. There is a special mandate incumbent upon Bezdin and the Zikne Aharon. And if the leaders of the community, if Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, or Mechanchim, or teachers, every teacher, every rabbi in a day school, a rabbi who teaches Aleph Beis to Jewish children, is a leader. He has a mission to fulfill. And he's obligated, together with all the other leaders of the Jewish community, to pave the way, to clear a path of God, to remove the stumbling blocks. Now, what are the stumbling blocks? Now, there are very numerous stumbling blocks. I mean, we can say, in respect to the number of stumbling blocks that exist in the Jewish life in America, we can employ the expression that is mentioned in the Chazal, Im yu kol hayamim dyoi v'chol hagamim kulmasim v'chol ne'odam lavlori. It would be impossible to list all the mechshelim that take place in America in the Jewish life. But while there are so many stumbling blocks in the path of God, in the Jewish life in America and in Israel, so there are two major stumbling blocks which tend must we show them to adulterate and to contaminate the purity and the identity of the Knesset Yisrael. These two major stumbling blocks consist, number one, of the hefkeres, the laxity that exists on the American scene, on the American Jewish scene, in the realm of Giyur Shaloi Kehalach. This is a major stumbling block. This is not like a stumbling block in the field of kashrus. That's also a michshol. But the stumbling block in the field of kashrus can in no way affect the future of the Knesset Yisrael. But the stumbling block in the field of Giyur Shaloi Kehalach can chas v'shalom adulterate and contaminate the identity and the purity of Knesset Yisrael. And then there is another major stumbling block, which is even more major, more fundamental than the laxity, the hefkeres that exists in the realm of Giyur Shaloi Kehalach. And I'm referring to the hefkeres that exists in the field of chinuch. Our children are exposed to all the poisonous influences of the missionaries, Christian missionaries, missionaries of Eastern cults. And why are the missionaries of Jews for Jesus and other denominations, why are they so successful in meeting out such a spiritual havoc in Jewish life? It's our fault, because there is a stumbling block, because there is no, our leaders are not trying sufficiently enough to be mikarev the Jewish youngsters. In his homes, there is no spirituality, no moral, no moral atmosphere. So naturally, if there is no warmth and if there is no spiritual atmosphere in the homes of many Jews, then there is a cloud. It's a scientific principle that nature abhors a vacuum. This scientific principle, nature abhors a vacuum, is mentioned by Rashi in Chumash. He cites in Maimon Chazal in respect to the pasuk "Va'abei reik ein b'mayim." So Rashi says, that's from the Medrash, "Mayim ein beit b'mor in Shabbos." Also, b'madlikim, "Mayim ein beit avo mechoshim v'akravim yeish beit." How did Chazal know in Misechah Shabbos and in the Medrash Rabbe that "Mayim ein beit avo mechoshim v'akravim yeish beit"? The answer is, the pasuk couldn't mean "Va'abei reik ein b'mayim." It's completely void. There is nothing in it. That would be repugnant to this scientific principle of nature abhors a vacuum. There is no natural vacuum in the world. You can affect a vacuum through controlled circumstances, but there is no natural vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum. Either a bayer is filled up with water, and if it's not filled up with water and not with air, it must be filled up with something. So if my main bay is nechoshim v'akravim yeish beit, the same scientific principle that is relevant in physical reality is even more relevant in psychical reality. Human nature abhors a vacuum. You cannot raise a child with a vacuum. Either you inculcate concepts of Torah, concepts of morality, of sanctity, of righteousness, of justice in the hearts and the souls of our boys and girls. And if you don't take the steps to expose the hearts and the souls of our youngsters, of our children, to this indoctrination of Kedusha, of Tzedek and Yesha, of Tare, then it will not remain in a vacuum. Then it will be filled up with something else. If my main bay, if the hearts and the souls of our children are not filled up with the Mayim Shel Torah, so then it will be filled up with something. If my main bay, nechoshim v'akravim yesh bay, if we expose them as hefker, so then, and we don't try to be mekarev our children, and to give them a Torah education. So then, the Nechoshim v'Akrabim, all kinds of spiritual and moral, snakes and scorpions, will take a hold of them. This is what the missionaries are doing. This is the greatest Nechshol. This is even more basic Nechshol than the laxity that exists in the realm of Giyur Shaloi Kaloch. So this is what the Rambam says, that Besdin and the Zikne Yom, when they are overtaken by the possibility of Itzor, and Nasaras Yimitshuve, all Jews are faced with the possibility of Itzor, because the Reish HaShono Yikoseivun, Uvyem Tzidkipo Yikoseimun. So Mimele, they have to remove all the stumbling blocks, especially the major stumbling blocks that tend to adulterate and to contaminate the purity of the Knesset Yisrael. And then the Rambam says, ומזירים ודרשים וחקרים על בעלי חומוס ועל וירס ומפריס נסון. רבונים ראשים ישיבו, מחנכים, teachers, cannot remain passive in the adopted policy of laissez-faire. Hands off! We are not going to tell anything to anybody. No! If they are bali chomos, we have to protest and we have to give rent to our righteous indignation. And val bali zreya umashpil nesan. And it is incumbent upon the leaders of the community to degrade the bali zreya, those who are not motivated by concepts of right and wrong, but just by might. So these are the two aspects of Tshuvas HaTzibur. Number one is to impress ourselves with the concept implicit in the Yudgimu Mides. And that's the purpose of reciting several times every day in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the Yudgimu Mides, Adishem Adishem, Kil Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed V'Emes. And then the other mandate that is incumbent upon the leaders of the community, upon Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchim, teachers, and that is to remove the stumbling blocks. And everyone has an opportunity to do his share in removing the stumbling blocks. Every teacher in the day school is able to meet out his contribution by impressing upon the children that there has to be Giyur Ka'alochet, and that there cannot be Giyur Shaloi Kaloche, and also that everyone is mechuyev to be mikariv Jewish youngsters, so that they will not be exposed to all the nechoshim and the akrabim represented by the numerous and multifarious missions.